If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
If you're going to be a chiropractor and work on animals, I think there has to be some sort of communication to get that hands-on experience. Dr. Bill Armstrong is a veterinarian who has been practicing for years. And, well, let's just dive right into it. What is a certified animal chiropractor, doctor?
Hey, it's nice to meet you. Just call me Dr. O, and then you don't have to worry about the last name.
All right, Dr. O, I will.
A certified animal chiropractor is either a veterinarian or a chiropractor that has gone through pretty rigorous, at least 200 hours of postgraduate education and taken several tests and a certification exam in order to learn how to adjust animals.
That is a very interesting question that was on my mind. How indeed do you adjust animals? I mean, as human beings, we've gone to chiropractors and have experienced certain adjustments, but we're humans, hopefully, and we're there for a reason. We voluntarily showed up. We want whatever you have to give us. We want that process to happen. But that's not the case, I think, with an animal. I mean, how is being a chiropractor to an animal different or similar, for that matter, being a chiropractor to a human being?
It's in the fact that our goal is to remove nervous system interference. Mm-hmm. And then the body is responsible for the rest. We are born with everything we need to live and thrive and to be healthy as long as we don't get in its way, which is a huge thing that we do here recently. We have food that's over processed, and we don't get enough sleep, and we do all kinds of things that are not necessarily healthy for us, sit in a chair for long periods of time. And so it leads to problems with the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about animal chiropractic, and one of the big reasons people bring their dogs to me, is they've been to the veterinarian and their options are a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
With not really any guarantees, and or drugs that may or may not have some serious side effects.
Yes, I know both of those examples firsthand. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they come to us. We examine their animal's nervous system, their spine, and find where it's not moving correctly, apply a thrust. How do you do it? Well, it's speed. It equals, increases the force. So it's a fast thrust. And most dogs shake when they're done. Horses lick and chew. Our chickens do a little feather dance when they get adjusted. Cattle usually will let us know they appreciate it. So there's always a way to communicate with the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can see, if you own a dog, when he's not doing right.
Yeah.
And it may not be, you can't put your finger on it. You go to the veterinarian or you go to the chiropractor, even come to the chiropractor. I say, so Jack, what's wrong? Or John, what's wrong? And you go, don't know. He just ain't him.
Yeah.
And so we look, and if you go to the veterinarian, we're going to do some blood work. We're going to do some x-rays.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Try a drug or two. And if you come see me, we're going to adjust.
So,
and go ahead.
Well, okay. So, When you first started out, were you, let's just say, a traditional veterinarian using these practices of X-ray?
Usually in customary. Drug? Usually in customary. We'll go there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I graduated from Iowa State in 1988.
From where? Wait a minute. From where?
Iowa State.
From Iowa State. Okay.
Yep. And had, I know, just across the border from you.
Yeah, that's right.
And had every intention of being a cow vet my whole life.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I was going to do. And things didn't go as we planned, as you all know. Life has a way of throwing a curveball every once in a while.
So true.
What I've found is when those curveballs sometimes have humongous silver linings. And So I was practicing in a mixed animal practice in Missouri, and I happened to have a son. I had the honor of being the parent of an autistic child.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody and their brother had a treatment for me. You know, have you tried this? Have you tried this? Have you tried this? And we looked up a bunch of them, and it's amazing. And I would call some chiropractors, and then I was at a meeting, and they talked a little bit about chiropractic, and I thought, I should look into that more, because I had a couple dogs that I thought maybe could benefit from it, even if my son didn't. And so I started animal chiropractic in 1998, and I've never looked back. That's all we've done since 1998.
So it's the owner of the animal that first has the notion that coming to you might be the way to go. Obviously, just like they would take, just like they would take any animal to any vet, they decide for whatever reason that instead of the quote unquote traditional veterinary experience that we just talked about, they're going to go in your direction. Is there something specific about their animal that brings them to that conclusion? Is there one common denominator?
Well, probably the biggest thing that gets a lot of people started is paralyzation.
Mm.
They have a paralyzed dog.
Right.
And, you know, the options are, you know, about $10,000 to $15,000.
Oh, I know.
Or euthanasia. And most people aren't very excited about any of those things. And so they find somebody says you should try a chiropractor, and they, if they find a certified animal chiropractor, their results will usually be very good. We're about 96% effective with paralyzed dachshunds and paralyzed dogs, getting them up and getting them moving around on their own within a couple weeks usually.
Animals are animals. This is such a ridiculous, obvious statement. How do you elicit their cooperation, so to speak?
Depends on the most dogs. Once they figure out what you're going to do to them, they're like, "Oh, that felt so good." And I have a lot of owners that tell me their dog will not get out of the car at the traditional veterinarian.
Oh yeah.
But when they pull up at our place, they jump up. They're ready to come in. So,
how many are licensed chiropractic veterinarians are there around the country, around Chicago, around Illinois?
Well, there's a few in Chicago. There's a huge practice. Chicago has a unique law in that it requires a veterinary referral.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a practice in the Metroplex that I know of, and I'm sure there's others, but there's one called Vitality Animal Chiropractic, and she gives people from all over the Metroplex. They have amazing results, and I believe they have 3 full-time animal chiropractors working out of that clinic.
You mentioned earlier, let me see if I remember this correctly, a chiropractor can become an animal chiropractor, and a veterinarian can become an animal chiropractor with correct training.
Yeah, both of them can.
Yes,
because both of them in chiropractic, because in chiropractic school, chiropractors learn only about the human spine, human anatomy, and human physiology. And in veterinary school, we learn all that. We learn animal anatomy, animal physiology, animal problems, but we don't learn how to adjust. And so a lady by the name of Dr. Sharon Willoughby actually was a DVM in Illinois and a chiropractor in Iowa, and she went to both schools. I had both licenses. And she actually got arrested and thrown in jail in both Iowa and Illinois. She got thrown in jail in Illinois, where she was a veterinarian, for practicing chiropractic without a license. And in Iowa, she got, where she was a DC, she got thrown in jail for practicing veterinary medicine without a license. And she said, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she won her case, but it took, you know, a lot of money and a lot of stuff. But she did start the American Veterinary Chiropractic Association, where she said both professions can do it with advanced training, and it should not be restricted, kept a treatment that should not be kept away from animals. A lot of people don't realize how powerful the adjustment is, and a well-placed adjustment has been scientifically proven to increase the immune system, to change physiology of the brain, which means it creates a better handling of all the reactions in your body, stuff that we don't ever think about. And one of the things that has been proven is this article I read, and they proved that white noise in the brain was handled more efficiently in chiropractically adjusted people. And I'm like, okay, well, what's white noise? It's stuff that goes on in the background, correct?
Yes.
And usually we think of it as being annoying, but not necessarily, because what goes on in the background of your radio show to make it work?
Noise, yes, absolutely. All sorts of.
Well, and all sorts of, some good, some bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here. Yep, coming from a variety of different sources on a regular basis.
Yep, I'm sitting here looking at Jack's name when I'm talking to John. So, you know, that's a little noise. But, but things that go on in the background in us, when's the last time you told your heart to beat?
When was the last time I did what?
Told your heart to beat.
I don't believe I ever told my, I just assumed it was doing it on its own.
Background stuff going on in your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your brain is what's keeping that heart beating. Your nervous system, your breathing, your cells are getting fed, the waste products are getting carried away. All that stuff just happens in the background. And it happens more efficiently in a chiropractically adjusted brain than in a non-chiropractically adjusted brain.
Right. And so that would also apply then to animals.
You bet. To every animal there is.
Got it.
And, you know, and it's huge. And so I got started in animal chiropractic, and then a lot of things just have happened, and I keep getting point push to chiropractic over and over again, where it is the best way to go. There's a sign on many chiropractors' offices that says adjust first, drug second, and surgery third.
You're right. Well, Dr. O, I believe you said I should refer you. Very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for being with us. And I certainly, as a pet owner, will be more attuned to what kind of services are available to me in my area from various veterinary doctors, and see if there are any who do the chiropractic practice. So thank you for alerting me to that, and thanks for being with us tonight.
We will, and you can, if you have a problem finding someone in your area, you can contact us at yeschiro.com, and we'd be glad to help you.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us.